Rava says, no, that Shmuel learned pshat here that the Gazan stole the good field full of fruits. And first of all, the Gazan ate up the peiros. And secondly, the Gazan ruined the field. He digged ditches in the field. So therefore, when the Nigzal takes it away, he also has the right to collect the Karen, the fact you ruined my field, that I collect from Mishabodim, and I have a right to collect from you the Gazan you ate my peiros, that I only collect from the Chosam Mecher. But it has nothing to do with the Gazan sold it to somebody else, therefore it's not a kasha on Shmuel. This is the way Ravi answers it. And the second verse we had was that Rabba Barafu Noma, no, the case is going Shenatlu Matikim. So it's talking about true, Ruvain stole the field from Shimon, and now when it was by Ruvain's field, Masikim means Goyim came and took it away from Ruvain. The government took it away, and it was because of the Gazan they went to take away his property. So luckily the Gazan was trying to pay back. Therefore, Bo Nigza, when Nigza comes now to collect, Ligva's Karen Goyim Mechosim Mishabodim, when he collects the value of the field itself from the Gazlin, he collects even from Mishabodim, from other fields that the Gazan sold in between. And Bo Nigza, Ligva Teres, the Nigza want to come and collect the Teres that the Gazan ate up or that the Masikim took away, he only collects from Bnei Chorin. The Kol, they both answer, we're not talking about where the Gazlan sold it to somebody else, because if the Gazlan sold it to somebody else, then the Lekech does not receive the Peiros, the Shrach, because that looks like ribbis. Now the Gemara explains, what do we need these two Terusim for? Like, why doesn't one hold from the other? The Gemara says, Rova Luyama Karaba Barafuna, Rova that said the case is that the Gazlan himself ruined the field, did not want to answer the Teres of Rabba Barafuna, because it says a lashon of harehi yoytsa mitachas yodoi bedinai mashma. It's mashma now that taking it away from the nigzal bezdin mitzad hadin. So according to you, Rabbi Barafun is talking about the masikin that other goyim came and took it away from the gazlin. So that's not called notlu miyodoi. Notlu miyodoi when it says lashon of harehi yoytsa mitachas yodoi, Rava held that means mitzad bezdin. So therefore, he does not want to learn it's masikin. He'd rather mean the way he learns, that the Gazan himself ruined the field, and now Bezdin is taking it away from him. Now, why does the other one say his pshat? For Rabba Barafuna, lo yom akarov, no, he doesn't like Rabba's pshat, because harehi yoytza mitachas yodoi bina mashma, that they take away the field right now from you, it's mashma, they take away the whole field the way it was. Not that way Rabba said that the Gazan first dug ditches in the field. It's mashma, no, that the field was taken away the way he stole it. So therefore, Rabbi Barahun has to say that pshat is kshenatlu masikin. That's why one doesn't know that the other way. Now the Gemara says, Ravashi says, I'll tell you, litzdotim ketoni. Ravashi says it two different ways. Litzdotim ketoni. It's like this. Kagoin shegozal sodim echaveiroi mole peris. If Ruvain stole the field that was full of peris. Now, v'yochol asa peris, the Gazlan himself, first what he did was, he ate the peris himself. The Gazlan himself ate up all the peiros. And then, umocher es hasada. Then he sold the field to somebody else. And now later, Bezdin, we found out that it was a stolen property. So the Nigzal goes to Bezdin. Bezdin takes away the field from the Lekeach. So now the Lekeach, the one that bought it off the Gazlan, has a tie it back to the Gazlan. Give me back my money. So true. Bo Lekeach, when Lekeach comes to collect his money back from the Gazlan, Ligvais Karen, when he collects the Karen, gave him the chos to Mishabodim. For that, he could collect from Mishabodim. If the Gazlan owned fields before and sold it to somebody else, this Lekech has the right to take away those fields. But that's all. The Lekech is only coming to get back his money for the field. The Peiros, the Lekech didn't get, he didn't eat them. It was the Gazlan that ate the Peiros. Therefore, Bo Nigzel, if the Nigzel now comes, Ligvais Peiros, he says, listen, true, I got back my field, but when you stole it, it was full of Peiros. You ate the Peiros, pay me for that. The Lekech is, Goyim Nechosim Bnei Chorin. True, the Gazlan has to pay back for the fruits that he ate, and that he has to pay back from Bnei Chorin. Therefore, there's no cash on Shmuel. Again, we're not talking about the case that the Gazlan sold it to somebody else, and the Lekeach gets the Shvach, because that Shmuel says no, the Lekeach only gets the Karen and not the Shvach, because if he'll get more than he paid for it, it looks like ribbis. Now the Gemara says, Bein l'rova, bein l'rava barafuna. According to both of them, milval pehu, the Chur, all this is just a milval peh. Like we're talking about either the Gazlan himself ruined the field, or else other mastikim took it away from the Gazlan. So I call upon him, now that you have to pay back for the field, it's like a gazelo, it's called a milval peh, that's all. There was no shtar here. If so, o milval peh ain't a goyim nechosim mishabodim. We know that there's no shtar involved, so there's no koil, people don't know about it, so you can't collect from mishabodim. That you have a right to collect from fields that were sold, that's only if there was a koil, a shtar. then the Lokeh should have known and watched out. But the Chur here, by Igzela, there's no Koyol. Says, so why does it say the Nigzel has a right to collect from Mishavadim? There's no Kshtar here. Samara says, yes. Hocha b'mayaskin, what we're talking about over here, Kshigashomad b'din. We're talking about that the first they went to Bezdin. Rashi says, Kshomad b'din means Koydim Shemach and Achosef. Like the Gazlan stole the field. And right away we caught him and we went to Bezdin. And Bezdin gave a stock already that you Gazlan have to return the field. So it's a curl. Everybody knows now that it's a stolen field. And then the Gazlan went and sold it to somebody else. In such a case, Rashi says, the Kiva on the Chayiv of Bezdin, since Bezdin already said he's Chayiv to pay back, it's like Kerla, everybody knows about it. It's so the Hebelech, Kimil B'Vishtar, that's considered like Kimil B'Vishtar, and therefore the Lachri is Yemonayim from Mishabadim. That's the case here, even though there's no real Shtar, but since it went through Bezdin already, everybody knows about it, that's a stolen goods. You shouldn't have bought it, therefore everybody knows that this guy is a Ganef. Therefore, if he sells his property, people have to be careful that maybe it'll be taken away. So therefore, if somebody buys the property off the Gazlan, and later the Lakeach wants to get his money back, and the Gazlan doesn't have money, the Lakeach has the right to go to the Mishabadim. By the Mosul, the Kshomah Bedin, for her that's open, and then the Gazlan sold it to somebody else. For the Mori Hachi, if so, Paris Nami. So even the Paris also you should collect from Mishabadim. And the Chura, the case was he stole the field full of Paris. So Bezdin Paskin Israel that he has to pay, it's a curl on the Paris also. So the Gemara says, no, Kishamad Bedin ala Karen, Ployamad Bedin ala Paris. We're talking about when you first went to Bezdin, the only Paskin so far that he sold the field. They didn't talk about the Paris, they didn't give up Stak Din on the Paris. Therefore, the Paris is called like a Milvah Bapeh, it's not a curl, you cannot collect from Mishabah the money from Bnei Karen. So Maria says, how do you know to say this? Well, my Tiskel, like who told you this? That they made the Din first on the Kark and not on the Paris. So Gemara says, yes, I'll tell you, some of the Milsa most probably, ki tova inish karno, when a person goes to ask for something, a karno tova bereisha, he first asks for his main property. Like if you know property was stolen from you, true it was full of payers, but the first thing you're interested about is getting back your property, getting back the karka. So the first thing you have a din tori is upon the karka itself. So therefore we're talking about that Bezdin first gave the psak on the karka, that this karka is stolen. So it's a curl right now, everybody knows he's a gazlin, and you have to be careful if you buy property from him. And they didn't get around yet to make the din Torah on the Paris. That's why the Paris have no curl. Therefore, when you have to pay up the Paris later, you only pay from the chasim b'nei chorin, not from Mishabodim. Now the Gemara says, V'sova Shmuel, is it true that Shmuel holds? V'sova Shmuel, l'keyach mi gazlin, lest le'shvacho, is it true that Shmuel holds? Again, that if a gazlin sells the field to somebody else, and that person, that lokech, puts money, invests money into the field, later when it's taken away from him, he only has a right to get back the money he paid for the field, but not for the shvach, the investment he put into the field. Is that true? I've omele Shmuel Rav Chinan the Bashelis. Shmuel said to his seifa, Rav Chinan the Bashelis. He was the seifa. So he told to him, Imlech, ask the people, the kosa, when you write up a shtar, write like this. Shufra shvachol peri, that the shibut shibichal, that you pay, I'll pay you back from the best of my property for the shvach and for the peris. That if the peris are taken away and for the money investment you put into the property, for both of them I'll have to pay you. Now, what kind of a shtar are we talking about over here? Rashi says, Imlech means kashat, a kais of shtar, when you write up a shtar, Himlech v'moicher, ask the seller, if he's accept upon himself, that if Lakeach loses here, loses the field, and will come back to you to collect the money, that you'll even pay him back for the payris that was taken away, and for the shvach, for the investment that he put into the field. So Lachru, you see, according to Shmuel, there is a case that he has, the Lakeach has the right to collect both the shvach and the payris. Now, Bamai, what type of a case are we talking about? What type of a shtar is this? If it's talking about time you owe somebody money, a balchoy. So when you sell your property, like you have to tell the Lakeach, give him a guarantee that in case my Balchov, the person that I owe money to, comes and takes away the field from you, I'll pay you back for the Paris and the Shvach. So Mer says, that can't be. The Yisle Peri, does the Balchov have a right to come and take away Paris of the field? He doesn't have the right. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Balchov, that means if let's say you owe somebody money, and you don't have money to pay him up, so Lachar is he has a right to go and take away the property that you sold. But when he takes away that property, Balchov Goyves HaShvach, he could only collect the karka the way it is now, even though it's improved. But shvach in av a peris lay, but he can't collect the peris. The peris means, let's say the tree gave off fruits already, and you could pull off the peris already to eat, those peris, the lokeach, cannot take away. So there's no achrayis for the peris, because the lokeach does not lose the peris. Like if it's a question of Bal Chayiv is taking away the field, the Bal Chayiv only takes away the field, but not the Peiris. So where is there a case that Shmuel would told this Seifa, like be careful to write an Achrayis on the Peiris and the Shrach? Tamora says, El Alav isn't it talking about, but Lakech Migazlin. Again, that Reuven was a Gazlin, he stole somebody's field. And now he sold this field to somebody else. So when you write up such a Shtar Mechira, give him an Achrayis, that in case later it's really true, found out that there's stolen goods, and it's taken away from me, I want you to have to pay me back for the investment, the improvement I put into the field, and for the Peiris that's fully grown. So here you see in such a case, Shmuel agrees that Lakeir does collect the Karen and the Peiris and the Shvach. So we see Shmuel holds it's not a Svar from Ribbis. We don't say it looks like Ribbis. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, I'm a Rabbi Yosef, Hocha b'mayaskina, you know what we're talking about over here, that Shmuel told the Sefer to write an Achrayis in the Shvach and Peiris also, for going Shiesh Lekaka. We're talking about that the Gazan here has property. He has his own property. So since he has karka, therefore Rashi says, Legazlin zeh, shemagvil lokeh karka v'loy mois, tashla mechzik ribis. Like we're talking about when the Gazlin is going to pay back the lokeh, he's not going to give him back money, but he's going to give him back karka. So then it doesn't look like ribis. The whole problem was, if the lokeh, the one that bought this field off the Gazlin, paid him $1,000. So if later the Gazlin will pay him back $1,100, it looks like ribis. So that's only if he pays back money. But now the Teretz is, he pays back karka. If the Gazlin gives him back another piece of karka, then it doesn't look like ribis. So in such a case, when the Gazlin has karka, then there could be an achrayis that if this karka is taken away from the lakeach has the right to collect both the value of the karka and all the shvach and all the peris. Amalei Abayev, as Abayev said back, even so, v'chimuta lilvoy so b'so, v'mokim sheesh lakarka, like are you allowed to borrow a saw for saw? But that's an issa ribis. You're not allowed to borrow from somebody, let's say like a container of milk, I'm going to ask that I'll pay you back a container of milk next week. Because it looks like ribis. Because could be today the bottle of milk was only worth $1. And maybe next week it'll be worth $1.05. So you give him back more. The most of these things are mutter today. Small things like bottle of milk. So we always say swaras that people are not makbid like the moichel zel zeh. But in a case where they're not moichel or a bigger quantity, you're not allowed to give one thing in order you pay me back the same thing later. Because it's mechzik ribis. So you want to tell me b'mokim the guy has kaka, then it's mutter. Like why? It's still mechzik ribis. So Amalei says that there's a big difference. Hosam halvo. When you're really borrowing something, that's an if it is ribis, it looks like ribis yiraisa, there were more machner. When it looks like ribis yiraisa, then even though you have karka to pay back with, still it's awesome. But hocha zvini. Here really does Gazlin sold the field to the lakeach. True, it wasn't a good sale, because it was stolen goods. But he didn't do a mice of borrowing the money. He did a mice of zvini. Here it's only a mechzik ribis. It just looks like ribis with the rabbanin. Therefore, here b'mokim, we have karka, the rabbanin will make them. And he could the army someone to say like this even. Omer Rabbi Yosef, hocha b'mayach kinyin. You know what we're talking about over here? Kagoyin shekhanu miyodoy. We're talking about that he made a kinyin in it. And that the Gazlin, like with Meshabit himself, to pay back for the peiros or pay back for the shvach, not the pshat is our first paying it back to you later on, after you put the shvach in, but I made a kinyin right now as if I owe it to you right now. I made a kinyan to pay you back for the shvach right now. So Rashi says, Shekhanu miyodoy, ala shvach, I made a kinyan right now. Te'evulei mechuyiv, mishas hamecher. It's like I owe you the money from right now. Before I'm even using your money. So therefore it doesn't look like I'm paying you back more money for ribis. Ribis is, if you lend me money, and then after I use your money, I keep it for a week, I pay you back more money, with I'm paying you back for the renting of the money. That's ribis. But over here, the reason why I have to pay you back the more money is not because you lent me the money, but right now, as soon as I'm selling you this field, when this Gazlin, this Reuven, sells the field to Reuven, he gives him a chrayis and makes a kinyan right now, that in case you make shvach on the property, and in case it's going to be taken away from you, I owe you that money right now. So the money they're going to pay you later is like as if I'm paying it to you right now. So when I pay you up right now, that's not ribis. Ribis is only after I get the money and use it, then I pay you for the use of the money. But here, according to the other, it doesn't look like ribis. Samaria still, Samaria's a kashan, Amalei Abaye, Abaye has the back, is this mutter? But v'chi mutter lilvoy saw b'saw b'mokim shekonam yodoy. In the case we really want to borrow a saw for saw, a pound of flour for a pound of flour, is that mutter even b'konam yodoy? Like it's still mechzik ribis. So again, Amalei said back true, hosam halvo. When it's a real loan, when I lend you money, then it's mechzik ribis. For achi zvini, here l'maisa there's no real ribis involved. But here l'maisa the Gazlin is selling the karka. It's only a ksas mechzik ribis, since the sale will doesn't take place. Here we say with another ksas nif of konon miyodoy, here the rabbanon will make them. Goof, what we just said before, Omar Shmuel, Baal Choyv, Goyves HaShvach, if a Baal Choyv, like if Reuven owes somebody money, and Reuven sold his property to somebody else, and now when the Baal Choyv comes to Reuven and says, pay me up, Reuven says, I have no money, so Baal Choyv has the right to take away that property. So when the Baal Choyv takes away the property, let's say the loan was $1,000. The property now is only worth $800. But since this Lekeach put investments into the field, made it worth more, now it's worth $1,000. So the Baal Choyv has the right to take away the Shvach also. That's what Shmuel said. That Baal Choyv gave us a Shvach. And Omar Rav said, hey, I'll bring you a proof. Shekein Kreisav Lein Meichel Lekeach. This is the way the Lekeach, the Meicher writes in a star. Whenever he sells the field, he writes a star, a chrayas like this. Ano mi ekum, I'll get up. The